based on your experience, your knowledge, if the Southern District of New York knew that this would be the outcome, what's the likelihood that they would have went through all of this to get him in prison?
Oh, that's a great question. I think they still would have done it. And I think they would have done it because they're testing out a theory that they believed worked in other cases like the R. Kelly case. And they thought that a jurisdiction and a jury would look at that and say, we can make the same connection here. And for them, it was about making the greater point. It was about making the point of holding power accountable. So for them, to get a conviction here was the payoff. And they thought, because they got a conviction in the R. Kelly, and because a conviction was secured in the R. Kelly case, not them, that they thought they could do that kind of thing here. That didn't work out. I do think for them, there is some value in getting a conviction on some of the counts, because it sends the message to everybody else who might be in a situation like this, who might want to do things like freak off, who might want to take advantage of other people, to say, we are coming for you. And I think that's a powerful statement. Do I think it worked out the way they wanted it to work out? Far from that. But do I think it still has some value to them and still makes them want to pursue cases like this? I do. I think they're looking at this and saying, we got something here. Let's build on it and see what we can do for other people in power, because their goal is to make sure that they're protecting the citizens of their state as they see it.